Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm reading to you from my book, The Blood and the Glory. I said in the beginning, as I wrote that book and I studied this subject under the revelation of the Lord, I began to call the Bible the story of the glory. And we've been reading 1 Corinthians 2, 7, and 8. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Father of glory, Ephesians 1:17, sent the Lord of glory to lift up the man who had been crowned with the glory but had fallen from the glory, to lift up the man back into the glory of his presence. Here we are told that if Satan and his imps had seen the plan, they would never have lifted God's spotless lamb to the altar of the cross where his innocent blood could be shed to cleanse man to once again stand in the glory of the Father's presence. The crux of the mystery is stated succinctly in Colossians 1:27. Even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Imagine Satan's dismay when the first man was born again, when he saw that the Anointed One came to take up abode inside the man and to become his hope of glory, in fact, his hope of total glorification. I can picture the devil replacing his "what he gonna do now" chant with a cry of curses foiled again and falling backwards. Since Jesus arose, when a man believes in his heart that Jesus died on the cross and that God raised him from the dead, and that man confesses with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he is saved, he is born from above, he is born again. At our new birth, the process of glorification begins and progresses according to the plan as we look into God's word for his glory and yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Amplified of the Bible Bible translation makes it very clear. Verse 18, and all of us with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another. In the last hours before he appears to receive the church, it will change in ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, until there is only one more capstone of glory to be added to the temple. That will be the glorious rapture of the glorious church. Ephesians 5:27. Glory, that is what you and I are saved to. Salvation is not just what we are saved from. We are saved from the devil and his sin and all its consequences. But salvation is what we are saved to: God and his glory. The church is destined to stand before God's face forever in the presence of his glory. Ephesians 1:4 and 3:21. It is now the last of the last days. God's glory is to be manifested in greater degree in His church. Very soon now, we will walk the streets with our faces shining, and men and women will come to accept the Lord Jesus Christ they see within us. The blood of Jesus has everything to do with it, for it is His blood that cleanses us and covers us and enables us to stand in His glory. Chapter 7, Divine Circles. Insight into the blood and the glory increases when one sees how they travel a circular route. The Lord had shown me this path of His glory and man before I accidentally found the writings of A.E. Mitchell, who articulated God's circles so well. On a visit to Angelus Temple in 1982, I stumbled upon his set of 10 small pocketbooks copyrighted in 1928 and entitled The Philosophy of the Cross. Mitchell was a minister, missionary, writer, and artist who departed Earth for Heaven in 1964 at the age of 67. Andrew Mitchell and his wife Jenny founded the global missionary organization Go Ye Fellowship. Billy Graham wrote for the cover of Mrs. Mitchell's biography entitled Jenny, quote, "The story of this remarkable woman should be read by every man, woman, and child, Christian and non-Christian alike. She truly adhered to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Richard Halverson, chaplain of the U.S. Senate, endorsing the same book, said of the Mitchells, quote, "No two people in my 52 years pilgrimage have with Christ have so demonstrated authentic holiness as Jenny and Andrew." A.E. Mitchell said, quote, "All Bible doctrine is built and runs its course in circular form." He gave the example of Jesus' illustration of His own mission, John 16:28. "I came from the Father, I am come into the world, again I leave the world, and go to the Father." Do you see the circle? Mitchell wrote, quote, "All divine circles culminate in glory, God being glorified. The gospel Godward is the great reason for the gospel usward. As much as Christ did for men on the cross, He did infinitely more for God. And this, we believe, is the best part of circle teaching. As the footsteps of Christ came usward, they come usward, they bring salvation. As they return to God, they bring to the Father utter and eternal pleasure and glory. The gospel usward is that which we are saved from. The gospel Godward is that which we are saved to. We are redeemed to God and to His glory." Romans 11:36 shows this circle. "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." The following passage reveals how God's word travels a circular route. Isaiah 55:8-11. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but except it waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Rain and snow in the natural realm demonstrate the path God's word travels. They come down earthward. They return heavenward in the natural process of evaporation. Yet they do not return without having first brought forth fruit upon the earth. Likewise, God's word originates in Him, travels earthward, accomplishes, and then returns to bring God glory. The glory travels that path. The church travels that path. The blood traveled that path. The blood and the glory. The circle of the blood. A.E. Mitchell wrote, "The bloodline is a circuit. None of the precious things of the divine economy are homed on earth, but in heaven. The blood has but one terminal, that is in heaven from whence it came. The circular path of the blood began in heaven, quote, before the foundation of the world." 1 Peter 1:18 through 20. The blood of Jesus was not an afterthought of the Creator taken in surprise at the fall of man. God never plays catch up to Satan. If he did, Satan could lead God. No, before God created man, he knew man would fall. Before God formed man, he foreordained his redemption with precious blood. Divine plans originate in the Father. Somewhere in the divine council rooms of heaven, perhaps, the Father must have put forth his plan for man. Man would be a spirit in God's image, on God's order and kind. Therefore, man would be able to fellowship God. Man would be able to love God. Man would be created to work with God, to have dominion over the works of God's hands. For such high eternal purpose, man could not be a robot. Spirit man would be given a soul, a mind, a will, and emotions. Fallen Lucifer would tempt man's will. Man would fall into the tempter's hands, but God would redeem man. God would design man for redemption in his creation. God would make man a creature of blood. God was not restricted to create creatures of blood. Angels were not created with blood. Lucifer was not created with blood. God would call man Adam, connecting him in the wonderfully revealing Hebrew language to blood. Dam. And to the ground, Adama. And both blood and ground are red. Adam. God would put spirit man and his soul into a body of flesh made of the dust of the ground. The life of the flesh would be in the blood. Man's body, an earthen vessel, could be broken and the blood poured out, a life for a life. We'll come back here tomorrow when you join us for my reading of The Revelation God Gave Me, The Blood and the Glory. We'll be happy. You can see how to get this book from us. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Drop by the bookstore in Bartlesville. Go online, billybrim.org. Be with us tomorrow, please, for the blood and the glory. Shalom.